Action item number 19, discussion and possible action on alliance contract. John,
I told you these two are related. This is truly where LCRA's board has asked the LCRA staff to divest themselves, in particular of the water and wastewater facilities they have in Williamson County. The first two of those are the Brushy Creek facility that we've operated since the late 90s and the Hutto facility that we've operated basically since its inception. The customers have been very strong in advocating that the LCRA get out of those arrangements, and they're very in favor of buying those facilities themselves. They have, however, asked that the Brazos River Authority continue to stay on as operator of those facilities. Because of the way those facilities are currently structured, those agreements for those facilities are structured, we have to get y'all's permission to be able, for Phil to be able to sign the documents that let the old agreements go away so that LCRA gets out, and that the new operating agreements can be signed for BRA to continue to function as operator of those facilities. There's financial information that's in your backup that kind of shows you the scale of what we're talking about. It's a very, I think, big feather in our cap that we have been asked by those customers to stay on as operator of those facilities, because I can tell you that the feeling towards river authorities and that part of our basin is not very warm right now at all.
What part of the basin is?
Well,
my county, with Georgetown.
I could have a smart alec answer. Yeah.
In summary, John, what are the costs? How do the numbers work on this? You said there was a cost element of some kind.
Well, John can help me out with this. What do we end up being as far as the operating expenses? And it's hard because here's the deal. Hutto is very small. Hutto is tiny right now, but Hutto is growing. And the real deal for us is Hutto's next facility, they're going to have to build another wastewater facility, and that facility is going to have to be big enough to take in all of that.
So they're going to take over the ownership, but we're going to continue to operate. The ownership is kind of a liability, isn't it?
In some cases, it can be, particularly when you're talking about an older facility that comes into play, yes. And in all cases, we would probably end up structuring agreements with them that said, we own it until you pay it off, but once you've paid it off, it's yours. It's yours.
Are they paid off now?
Sir?
Are they paid off?
Oh, no. They're a ways away from being paid off.
So they're going to pay off?
Is that assume the debt?
What they're actually having to do because of the timelines they have with LCRA is, and the politics with their city councils, they have to be the buyer. All the resolutions and everything has them as being the buyer. So they're the guy that goes, and in Hutto's case, they're going to buy this little small plant, this under 2 MGD plant that's out there that cannot be expanded any more than what it is. It is what it is. It's their existing wastewater treatment facility, but within the next 3 years, we'll be back before you with a deal to do another new plant for them that will take on all of that growth area in the Hutto area.
And we have bond debt on these facilities, right?
No, sir.
We have no bond debt on any of these facilities?
On either one of them. They are LCRA-owned. Financed the whole deal. They actually sold those as a part of their system debt. And that's one of the things that's complicating all of this is we're trying to undo these old agreements. They sold the bonds that financed these along with power line projects and dam rehab projects. They did it all as system debt.
I'm confused. These are their facilities in our watershed.
Yes, sir.
Which they're asking us to continue managing and do...
Yeah, they are being removed from the arrangement, including ownership of those facilities.
Who's going to own them? Us?
The customers will own them.
Oh, okay. So our position will not change. It's just...
We're going to continue to be the operator. Now, our situation will change in Hutto because I do believe that because of Hutto's financial situation, we will be asked to pay to fund their new facility when it comes online.
Because but that's not what you're asking.
No, sir. No, ma'am. Not at all here. This is all about LCRA. Getting LCRA out and putting us in as operator, keeping us there as operator.
But under the continued contract where water is continued to be bought from them in some cases, isn't that right? Or is that totally separate?
Separate.
Okay.
Separate.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Same
separate.
Word.
True.
Same
separate.
Word. Totally separate.
Any more questions for John? John, if you'd read the resolution, please.
Okay. The first part of the resolution, the first slide, is the get us out of the old agreements language, and the second part of the resolution is to allow us to enter into the new agreements part of the language, which, by the way, we'll have to come back to you with. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager to negotiate and enter into any and all agreements necessary to dissolve the LCRA-BRA Alliance wastewater agreements for the Brushy Creek Regional Sewerage System and the City of Hutto. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to negotiate and contract with the customers of the facilities formerly known as the LCRA-BRA Alliance wastewater facilities for the continued operations of those facilities by the Brazos River Authority. And I misspoke earlier. We're all asking for authorization to go ahead and to enter into those contracts.
Okay. With that in mind, are there any further questions?
Yes. Are you saying that the cost or savings is relatively insignificant?
The Brushy Creek facility, the 5% management fee is not insignificant.
I'm not talking about the management fee. I'm talking about the getting out of or disposing of or entering into the contract.
For us, yes. For the LCRA, no. There's significant financial issues involved with that.
Okay. Any further questions?
I'll move.
Okay. Motion by Sloan, second by Christian. Please poll the board. Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Lantrue?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes. Yes.
Director Strong?
Yes.
Director Steinbeck?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you.